Chad and Andre, based on a true story, by Jane McBride Choate. At first, Chad thought Andre seemed really different. I'm much too young to go abroad to teach and preach the Word of God, but I can show I know it's true, quite simply, by the things I do. Children's Songbook, page 170 through 171. Why does Andre have to stay in my room? Chad complained. Because he's closest in age to you, Mom said. Chad's family was hosting a French foreign exchange student. Andre was 14, 2 years older than Chad. He does weird things, Chad said. One morning, Andre had asked if he could have coffee with breakfast. He said everyone in France drank coffee, even the children. Maybe he thinks the things we do are weird as well, Mom pointed out. Chad thought about that. When Chad's alarm rang early Sunday morning, he jumped out of bed. Chad had just turned 12, and this was the day he would receive the Aaronic priesthood. Andre rubbed his eyes. It is Sunday. No school. Chad nodded. True, but I'm going to church. You can come if you want. Andre sat up and yawned. Thank you. I would like that, he said. At church, Andre watched as Chad was ordained a deacon by his father, the bishop, and another man in the ward. What is this Aaronic priesthood? Andre asked on the way home. The priesthood is authority God gives so we can do things for him here on earth, Dad explained. Andre turned to Chad. What kinds of things can you do? You are only a boy. Next week I can pass the sacrament. That is where you eat the bread and drink the water? Andre asked. Chad nodded. During the next week, Andre asked more questions about the church. Chad did his best to answer them. When Chad and his father planned a shopping trip to buy Chad a suit and white shirt for Sunday, Andre asked to come along. Sure, Chad said. At the store, Chad looked at suits with his father and Andre. I like this one, Chad said, pointing to a dark navy suit. Dad nodded. It looks nice. Let's find a white shirt to go with it. Why do you get so dressed up? Andre asked. I want to look my best when I pass the sacrament, to show respect, Chad said. The bread and water remind us of Jesus Christ and of the promises we make when we are baptized. Andre looked thoughtful. Andre sure asks a lot of questions, Chad said to his father later that evening. He's adjusting to American culture, Dad said, not to mention learning to live with an LDS family. As the weeks passed, Chad spent more time helping Andre learn about the church. When it was time for Andre to go home, Chad had a hard time saying goodbye. I'll email you, Chad promised. Several months later, Chad's family received an email from Andre saying he had been baptized a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He included pictures of himself dressed in white and standing between two missionaries. That's the best news ever, Chad said. Sidebar. The name of the church in other languages. French. Église de Jésus-Christ des Saints des Derniers Jours. Spanish. La Iglesia de Jesucristo de los Santos de los Últimos Días. Finnish. Myöhempien aikoihin pyhiin Jeesuksen Kristuksen kirkon. German. Kirche Jesu Christi der Heiligen der letzten Tage. End of the story, Chad and Andre.